ABC Radio Australia.
Well, next month will mark exactly 80 years since the end of the Second World War, and many battles that shaped the outcome took place in the Pacific. One of those was the Battle of Guadalcanal, a bloody five-month campaign between Japanese and Allied forces, which commenced on this very day when US troops landed in the Solomon Islands in 1943. Today, the US Embassy in Honiara will host an 83rd commemoration of the battle, and among those attending is World War II researcher and tour guide in the Solomon Islands, Michael Benn, who spoke to Kyle Evans earlier about the vital role islanders played in the Allied victory.
For us islanders, especially for those of us who took part in the battle as scouts and carriers for the Americans or Marines, the whole battle itself has a very important significance of determining the actual role that the islanders had played. But this battle was supposed not to be fought on this soil, but somehow it reached Guadalcanal that we have to, you know, go on defending our island in the Pacific. So I think it brought a big history for us too in the Pacific, mainly on Guadalcanal.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the contributions of the islanders, because I know that the US managed to overcome the Japanese forces in the battle, but not without the help of Solomon Islanders. Can you explain what role they played?
Well, the actual role that the islanders actually played on the side of the Americans or the US and Allied forces is that they do have the courage to lead the platoons and the patrols to the front line is where the enemies are. So without the islanders knowing the exact sites in the jungles, we see that the Americans couldn't know exactly where to find these enemies, where they camped in the jungle. So with the courage that the islanders had, they did manage to overcome the enemy.
And I imagine it would have been very dangerous for them because, you know, the Japanese probably would have considered the Solomon Islanders an enemy because they were helping the Americans. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. In some occasions, some of our scouts, because the Japanese were hiding on top of the trees, the coconut trees or any other trees, but as soon as they saw the islanders leaving in the front, some of them were injured. They shot them, and with the help of the Americans, they were healed and to continue their task. But they are totally seen as enemies too, as well as Americans.
Now, there'll obviously be a big commemoration event taking place in Honiara today, which I know that you'll be attending. And you'll actually be telling stories about the islanders' contributions. What kind of things do you have planned?
The actual role of these scouts and the courage that they played is important for us islanders because I have to put together some of the contributions, the type of contributions and the characters that the islanders do have by leading these Americans to the front lines, in the battle lines. And I know that most of our scouts, because I did interview some of them when they were still alive, was so lucky to get some of the stories, and there is a small book that we published here recording the actions or the courage of the scouts who were with the Americans at that time.
Yeah, well, I remember when I was in Honiara, actually, and I think I remember reading about a local Solomon Islander who actually won a war medal.
Yes, Sergeant Jacob Uza, who was tortured by the Japanese beyond the captured airfield at Lunga.
Now, I know that you're a tour guide as well, and you're a researcher. How much interest does this battle generate after all these years?
So far at the moment now, losing a lot of histories, people are almost forgetting about what the history of the battle here. But with the help that we are trying to produce as a researcher, trying to recapture the ideas from the scouts themselves, it helped us a lot to to put them on in a book, and we are now working on a book to be distributed to the schools for the present generations.
Yeah, it's really important that those details aren't lost to history. And and just finally, when you think of the Solomon Islands, there's still so much ordnance from World War II that's scattered around the place. There's relics of old tanks and planes in the jungle. What do you think the legacy of World War II is in the Solomon Islands?
The remains of all these war relics really bring back the memory of the Second World War to our present generations. And most of them do not know the actual history, but with seeing all these relics around, it creates a legacy that they know that something happened here, say, about 82, 83 years ago.
And that is World War II researcher and tour guide in the Solomon Islands, Michael Benn.